I wanted to address the Epstein files. You know, it's like that elephant in the room, right? And I've gotten a lot of questions about it. And, you know, why hasn't Trump released it? Why haven't they released it? Why haven't they released it? It's just the question of the day. And the reason, you know, so one of our intercessors had asked me about it. This was back in early July, you know, why it wasn't being released and so on. And I told the intercessor at that time, I said, I really believe that there are some, it's deeper than we think. It really is deeper than we think. And that it likely has something to do with protecting our allies. And I also believe that there is a timeline that God is working in this hour. And, you know, if, say, those files were to be released and it were to expose half of Congress, you know, what would happen in America? If we don't have people in place that can step into those roles, it would really create chaos in our country in a level I don't think we're ready for. And so I believe that God is orchestrating things in his timing. And the important thing for us all to remember is we're all on the same side. We are all on the same side. We're on the side of making America great again. And there are those that have lost sight of that. And I think that it's important as intercessors that we stay true to the call and the commission. That God has given us. And I believe that there are a couple of factors here that, you know, Lance Wallnau, he did a thing on it, and he said, you know, let me backtrack just a moment. When our intercessor reached out to me, I did tell that person, I said, you know, one of the things is if, because there was some talk, is Trump in there? And, you know, and I said to her at the time, I said, if he was in those files, legitimately, genuinely in those files, then the Democrats would have extracted that and plastered it all over the news. And that's all they would have talked about from the moment they got the files, from the moment he came down the escalator, the moment that Epstein was arrested, like every single pivotal moment, they would have been plastering that across the news, just like they did the Russia hoax. That would have been a nonstop attack on his presidency. But I believe that God in his wisdom, and I believe Mike Johnson, Daryl just texted me and he said, Mike Johnson believes that the files have been doctored to incorporate people that maybe they shouldn't be in there. And I think that we have to take into account the fact that these files have been under the lock and key of people that want to destroy America. And so we may not get the full truth about those files, the truth that we want. We may not see the perp walks that we want to see. But we cannot allow this to divide us. And when I saw, this is what I had shared before with our intercessor, is that there's more to it than we think. I believe that if Trump was truly in there, it would have been plastered across the airwaves and it never would have stopped. And I believe there's things that are hidden that are still going to come out. Now, move ahead a little bit. Now Mike Johnson is saying this. Lance Wallenau is saying this. I do believe that, because, especially because AI is out there, that we have to view everything that's taking place in front of us through the lens of the Lord. And we've got to exercise discernment in everything that we view, everything that we read, everything that we see. Why? Because if they can do a doctored up AI version of Obama being arrested within a matter of 24 hours, that was generated and released to the public, AI generated Obama being arrested. What do you think they could have done with all of this material as long as they've had it? Who do you think they'll try to bring down? Every person that is fighting for America, that's who, because the Democrats had this information under their lock and key. And we need to remember that. The next thing that I wanted to share is that with this release of what Tulsi Gabbard is sharing, that they have released they're releasing the truth. They found the emails about the Russia hoax. They've also found emails about Hillary Clinton that we all suspected that were far worse than we realized, and they were about to try to put that woman in as president. Just her health alone. You know, we are finding that when these secrets are being unpacked, it's revealing information that we're like, aha, I told you so, or we're thinking, okay, that's the smoking gun. But the reality of it is, it's still not the fullness of the information. We knew that Russia was supporting not President Trump. We knew that Seth Rich, I think is his name, was killed because what he was seeing as part of the Democrat National Committee and the doctoring of information, he didn't want to be a part of that. And he was going to tell people. He never even dreamed that they would kill him for that. And his murder has been left unsolved. These people are nefarious, and they will go to any and all actions or steps or lengths to bring America down, including doctoring information, including lying about a presidential candidate, like they did President Trump. He spent the first 2 years of his presidency being lied about, and he spent the second 2 years of his presidency fighting those lies in court. And then, of course, you know, the very last year was fighting a pandemic and being persecuted because of COVID. That the proof has come out, was fabricated, and that Fauci knew it. Gates knew it. Why aren't they in jail? He spent the first 4 years, his first presidency, fighting to survive. Fighting to survive. All he wanted to do was make America great. All he wanted to do was take this country that had been beat into the ground and bring it back up again to the nation he believed it was created to be. When 9/11 hit, he came with his own money to help those firefighters, to help find missing people, to provide supplies and necessary equipment for the firefighters, because everything was in chaos. And he knew he could provide it with his own money before the government would ever rally around whatever they needed to pass to get it there on the ground. So he did it. When they were looking to rebuild, he was there rebuilding it because he loved New York. It's in his blood. And he believed that same fight and that same zeal that he had for New York to bring New York back up from that devastating attack and bring our nation back up from that devastating attack could be used to bring America back up from this devastating assault on our country by communism. He believed it with all he had in him. And he believed he could do it. There was no one else. Because he was called and he was chosen for such a time as this. And he has fought like crazy. And he spends the first 2 years being persecuted, only to have the next election stolen from him. So the first election that he was persecuted under because of the Russia, Russia, Russia thing, that's been proven. Everything he said has been proven to be true. Everything President Trump said. So we're clearing the path now. If you remember, and if you weren't with us and didn't hear this, last year I had a dream. Before the election, I had a dream. And in that dream, there were two justices who were sitting with all of these documents on their table. They weren't even at like a lawyer's desk. They were in this big round table. And they had all of these documents spread across the table. And as they pored over that information, they stood there in this dimly lit room saying, if we release this information, it could tear the country apart. But we can't not release it. And the information that they had was the information on the 2020 election. In the dream, they decided to release it. And what went across social media, across every device in the country, and literally spread the world, was that the 2020 election was stolen. I believe that the 2016 election and the release of this is going to pave the way for the release of the information about the 2020 election. Why is that important? And why is this timeline important in what God is doing in our country? He's exposing the lies and the lengths that the Democrat Party will go to bring him down. They tried to kill him last year. And all of that information has just disappeared. We haven't seen anything on Epstein, and we know more information about that than we do about the Butler assassination attempt on President Trump. Why is that? I don't care who was president. When an assassination attempt occurs, it should cause all of the three-letter agencies should be brought into action to get those answers for the American people. Crickets. I believe that the 2020 information, 2020 election information is going to come out. I believe the Butler information is going to come out. I believe the Epstein information is going to come out. I believe it's going to show where the Democrats have doctored the information and who. That's why the programming is necessary. What we need is necessary to be able to discern what is truth and what isn't truth. And through all of this, it's going to bring chaos. Didn't the Lord say, lean into the chaos? Why? He wants us, instead of engaging with the chaos and the what-ifs and all of these questions, he wants us to lean into it, imprint the presence of God into the chaos. That's what that means. To imprint, lean into it, leave your print, leave God's print on the chaos. Don't let the enemy have it. Don't let it consume your time. Don't let it cause you to pull away. We are all on the same side. We are fighting for America. And there is a plan to destroy President Trump. And our goal and our job, our commission as intercessors is to stay the course as every single stone is unturned. 2016 has been revealed. 2020 will be revealed. The Butler assassination will be revealed, or attempt will be revealed. MLK stuff is coming out. We're going to see JFK stuff come out in great measure. I'm telling you, it's going to come. And for us as Christians, for us as intercessors, to rise up and attack President Trump only harms him. Because you have more authority in your words than the common man on the street, because you're a child of God and the Spirit of God resides in you. That's why we shouldn't speak against our leaders, our church leaders, our president, because when they're doing God's bidding, they need our support and strength, because the enemy is working hard against them already. The truth is coming out. And we already know that the media is going to lie. But the gift of social media is that surpasses all of that. CISA, which was used to control social media, especially during 2020 and through in the last 4 years, CISA, it was in the State Department. That has been brought down. So their ability and the agenda to control social media has been stripped. We have more free speech today than we ever have, believe it or not. So as this stuff comes out, I believe we're going to see more of it come out through social media. Please do not spend all your time on social media looking for it. It's going to come out. We're people of prayer, and that's where our pursuit should be. It's going to come out. And as it does, just as those two justices in the dream I had said to one another, this could rip this country apart. Because they know, people know what happened to this country under the Biden administration. It could literally cause chaos like nothing we've seen thus far. We need to be praying over that. Because as this information comes out, we need God's print, His imprint, into that potential chaos to keep the severity of it under God's control. We need to pray for grace for the country. Because there is nothing like telling 300-something million people they've been lied to, that their country was stolen, the election was stolen, the economy, the sickness under COVID, the assaults, the fentanyl crisis, the human trafficking crisis, those 300,000 children that are still missing. There's nothing like telling 300 and how many million people, 350 million people, that all that happened because our country was stolen, an election was stolen. And when that revelation comes to the surface, people are going to be mad. I mean, we'll be relieved, but they're going to be mad. But God, in His mercy, raised up an army of intercessors who would stand in the gap in good times and bad and keep pressing away. We don't lighten our prayers because it's a Republican president. We press in even harder because we know what's at risk. We know. We stay the course. And we continue to pray because that is what is going to minimize the chaos. So I want to encourage you, don't get wrapped up. Just don't get wrapped up in it. Pray for the truth in God's timing. Pray for grace upon the nation as the truth comes out. And continue to pray that God will complete every single thing that He created President Trump and this administration to do. Never before have we had as much truth come out as we have in the last 6 months. And it's going to keep coming. Pray for that new media, those new breed of journalists to arise, because we're going to need them out there speaking the truth. And again, I say, pray for grace, grace upon grace upon our nation. Grace upon grace. And I remember my mom saying she wouldn't be surprised if President Trump didn't get a third term. And everything that we're seeing, 2016, the Russia hoax, the theft of the election in 2020, because they did interference is what they've done in our country. I wouldn't be surprised at all if all of this didn't lead to President Trump getting that third term. That my mom's not the only one that said it. There's a couple people out there that have said it. This is the kind of stuff that paves the way. This is the kind of stuff that paves the way for God to give that to him. And my goodness, does he deserve it? I think that's all I wanted to share for now. I do have a teaching tomorrow, Lean Into the Chaos, Part 3. It's all about relationships. So join me for that. This is just my word of encouragement, caution, reminder. I don't know. I love you all, and I just thank you. I thank you for being here. I thank you for your faithfulness. I do ask that you pray for our finances. Please pray for our finances. You know, I was talking to one of our staff, or our staff today, I was in prayer, and, you know, the Lord has revealed to me that every time we have a Republican president, our finances, we have to fight for our finances every time. I do not understand that. And one of our staff said, you know, probably because the sense of urgency has been lifted. And we become apathetic. Now, you guys are here. You're praying. This isn't pointing the fingers at you. I'm just asking you to add to your prayer for us to pray for our finances, that God will continue to provide what we need for us to stay the course as a prayer ministry, as Cedarwood, as missions, as Joel's Army, and so on. Because there's one thing I've learned in my years doing this, is that God answers prayer. And there's one thing I've learned in my time with you, is that God really does answer your prayers. Because what's in front of us today is proof positive that he hears and he answers your prayers. And I know he will. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Daryl.